Welcome to the Arupe Jesuit Podcast, the podcast where we uncover what makes Arupe Jesuit High School such a special place. I'm Father Louis Hotop.
And I'm Meredith Blattner. Arupe Jesuit is Denver's Cristo Rey High School, where students not only receive a great education, but they are also employed as interns by the school's corporate sponsors. Today, we're going to talk about vocations and balancing hectic schedules by talking to Matt Paradise and senior student Rene.
But first, St. Ignatius teaches us to begin with gratitude. What's something you're grateful for, Meredith?
I'm grateful for our planning team here at Arupe that's getting ready for our gala called Magis Night. Everyone is full steam ahead, planning schedules, calendars, communications, and we're getting really excited to invite all of our guests to Magis Night this year.
That's great. It's always such a fun event. And as soon as it ends, then the next year planning begins.
Yep, it starts so right after it ends.
It is a real marathon getting that together.
It really is. What about you, Louis?
Well, we recently had our faculty and staff retreat, and I think it went pretty well. So I am grateful for that. We all survived.
We did.
Yeah, I didn't destroy the whole thing.
You let it, and you let it with grace.
Yes.
You did a great job.
And I enjoyed it. It was fun to really share some more personal stories. I think people see me up in front quite a lot and talking to students and homilies or things like that. But the opportunity to be with adults and kind of share a deeper part of my faith was really good.
Totally. It was super fulfilling to have conversations with other faculty and staff too during the retreat based on those talks you gave. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun. Well, let's get to the episode.
Matt, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
It's great to be here.
All right, Matt. Well, so you came as a volunteer. You rose through the ranks as a teacher and IT person. And now you're an administrator as the assistant principal for academics. If you think about it, you've really devoted yourself to Jesuit education and to this institution, to Arupe in particular. What does that tell you about your sense of vocation or feeling called to this role?
Well, my immediate reaction is rising through the ranks. That's not how I view it.
Meteoric rise.
I think a
shooting star across the night sky.
If my nation leadership training taught me anything, it's actually getting lower and lower and lower.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's good.
The servant leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, just giving yourself to give and not to count the cost has resulted in where I'm at, I think. So vocation, I think, is the foundation, and I would not still be doing this if not for vocation. I think that every year, in a healthy way, I think we must question what we're doing. And so if we're not questioning on our own, should I still be doing what I'm doing? Then there's the risk that you're flying blind. And so I think as I've gotten older, I think about this more and more, but you know, in the early days, it was just, yeah, this is the path of least resistance. I'm just going to keep teaching. I'm going to keep doing math and you know, all that. But I think in the past several years, especially since the pandemic, there has been like a more intentional, reflective period at the end of the school year, maybe over the summer, about is this where I'm called to continue to do my work? And I think that, I mean, obviously the answer was yes this year.
And so Matt's like, and this is my last year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my God, I chose this podcast to reveal. No.
Surprise.
That would not be good timing.
No.
Yeah. Matt, it's very clear that you're called to the work that you do every day. You have a very important role in making sure that our school continues to operate like a well-oiled machine. I have more of a fun question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite part about your day-to-day work? Is there one thing that sticks out in your head that's like, wow, this is what I feel like when my work is fun. This is what I enjoy doing. This is my favorite part of my work.
I think it's when I'm able to detach myself enough from quality and quantity and tasks and metrics and all that stuff. And then I'm aware of the joy around me. So it really is the joy of the people. It's the joy of our community. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is check my phone, but it's not to check the news or to check Instagram or whatever. It's to see if anyone needs a sub. And so at 6 o'clock in the morning, I roll over, I check Google Chat, I check iMessage, and I check my email to see if anyone needs coverage for the day. That's not the part that doesn't spark joy.
I really enjoy taking my phone at 6 a.m. That's fun.
No. I mean, sometimes it's 6:30. I don't want to push it. But when I can get over that hump of responsibility and I remember, okay, I remember our students, I remember our colleagues. When I can find the joy and separate myself from the tasks, that's the favorite part of the work.
In your role as assistant principal, it's not always obvious, especially because of all the data that you're working with and the students of concern that come through your office and then meeting with their parents about grades and behavior and all kinds of things that go through your office. And yet I would say you yourself are a great source of joy in our community.
Well, thank you.
It's not just our community that's this joyful space, but you actually help to create that joy. And so how do you keep that disposition within yourself? What's something that you do to just stay joyful throughout the day?
I have Spotify open all the time.
Yeah.
So I tend to listen to soundtrack music, so I'll just have like the Ride of the Rohirrim on when I'm trying to do something.
What's that?
So in Return of the King, when the Riders of Rohan save the day and then they have to come rescue Gondor.
Yes.
Or any John Williams something.
So good.
Yeah. But you can't. The risk is you're not escaping. You are just detaching yourself just enough to be able to keep your head above the water and to help other people feel like we can do this. We got this, kids, adults, that's the responsibility of leadership is sometimes you got to turn it off.
Yeah.
To turn it on.
That's a good one.
Wow. Did we just come up with something?
Boom.
That's right. That's going to be the new slogan for this podcast. Turn it off to turn it on.
When your computer's not working.
Who needs tech tickets? Just turn it off and on again.
That's right. It's like those old Nintendo games where you had to blow into the bottom of the
sugar cartridge.
If it rattles, then it's really working. Yeah. That's what it is.
Then it's ready to go.
Yeah. So what was the question? I totally forgot.
I have no idea.
How do I find joy?
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, yes, there are things in life that are very challenging, right? And there are things that are out of our control. At some point, though, we just have to slow down and think of the bigger picture. I can't do that on my own, but it helps to belong to a community where other people recognize that as well. And so when we cannot take ourselves too seriously, when we can remember that we're here because God has called us to be here, then that is the path to finding the joy in the work. And also knowing ahead of time that, the work is hard. Sometimes I tell parents in our meetings, when there are challenging situations, I say, this is the work. And I know it's hard, but, we started with vocation. I think we keep coming to that, right? Like, it's not just my vocation as an administrator. It's a parent's vocation to raise their child or to be part of their family. It's whoever, you know, it's the person across, you know, it's your journey. It's your vocation. Yeah, you're a priest, but like you are entering into the work from your place within your path as where you've been as a priest or Meredith, you know, you've had your journey and then all these journeys are intersecting together. So it's beautiful.
Matt, your perspective is so grounded and rooted in such positivity. Are there people in your lives that have helped you get to this point, that have helped informed and formed you as the person you are, the person that you get to be, and the person that shows up to help like build our community and grow our community every day?
I think that in recent years, and this is kind of connected to Louis' question about like where I find joy, like I feel like I'm balanced outside of school because in the past couple of years, I've been part of this band.
Oh, a band.
Yeah.
But really?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but I'm in a band.
Wow. Sing a song.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Well, we have to go to karaoke for that. Right. Or you can buy a ticket to our next show.
There's a microphone right in front of you, though.
December 29th.
Do you feel at home?
We'll be opening at Cervantes for a band called Circles Around the Sun. So very exciting. And so you can buy tickets if you want.
Stay away.
Yeah. No students. But yeah, so I play keyboard and we've been doing it for about 4 years now, maybe 5 years now. And during the pandemic, that was a great source of, it was a nice cohort to belong to. Mm-hmm. We were able to record an album and we've been playing all around town for many years. And then last summer, I can't remember when it was. Was it this summer or 2 summers ago? We went on tour. And so we did 7 shows in 9 days, went all the way up to New York City, all the way back. And it was extraordinary. But speaking of vocation, like great opportunity for discernment, right? Like what is the next step in my path? And, I don't know. It's just something fun that we can do and have a life outside of school.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, of course you're a rock star in this building.
Yeah. Karaoke is not karaoke. It's a performance.
Karaoke.
I don't know why people aren't taking it seriously.
That's right. Well, you know, you're not supposed to put those talents under a bushel. You got to let it shine, man.
Yeah.
You know,
there are no bushel baskets in my life.
I don't see any, none around.
Yeah. None in sight.
I think I burned them all.
Well, Mr. Paradise, thank you for joining us here on the Arupe Jesuit podcast. This was a great opportunity to get to know you a little more and to really see into the future. I kind of see more of a stage presence happening. Maybe we could get in the new building. We'll have a dedicated stage just for your band.
Yeah. Wouldn't I mean, it might even have like an automated mechanized stage that comes down.
Ooh.
How fun would that be?
That would be, we should do like an Arupe Walk of Fame too and have like little stars. Yours will be the first.
No, it needs to be last.
Before we officially log off, I have a request from the audience. Could you kind of log off how you log off the school day?
Sure. Yeah. So there's the automated recording, right? It goes, announcements will begin in 1 minute.
Uncanny.
Yeah. And I always say, good afternoon, Arupe. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Please remain seated through these announcements. And then I continue to hear rumbling all over the building. It's fine.
It's part of the vocation.
Yeah.
For those students listening, I hope you just got spooked.
God's sense of humor.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
So you, Renee, have been balancing a lot lately. How's that been going?
It's been going very stressful. been balancing schoolwork, corporate work study, scholarships, college applications on top of each other. And I mean, I've just been managing, you know, but, you know, I'm making it slowly.
How have the college applications gone for you?
Actually, very, very, very good. I've got accepted into 10 out of the 11 schools that I applied to. Most of them are out of state. I think I have like 4 that are here in state, but all the rest of my schools are out of state.
That's great. You want to spread your wings, I'm sure. Get out there into the world. That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you've applied to a lot of schools, but on top of applying to those 11 schools, scholarships are really important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit more about those and the process that you've taken.
Scholarships, it's very easy to like get sidetracked and not wanting to do them because like the due dates for the scholarships are like far out. And then you think that, oh, you know, I have plenty of time to do the scholarships. You know, I can work on other stuff. But, you know, when the dates get closer, you realize, oh, and you have essays on top of essays on top of essays to do. And then you have to have somebody review over them. It's very scary and very stressful. Like right now, I'm working on 3 scholarships all at once, and I have 1 due tomorrow, and I have to submit it by tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, and my full ride scholarship for the Gates one, I'm a semifinalist for that, and that one is due next week, and I have to file for FAFSA for it, and I have to fill out we have to write a speech actually to Congress as one of the essay questions, so it's a lot.
Wow. Well, mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of Gates scholarship sponsors that listen to this podcast. So we hope that they hear you now, you know. Semi-finalists. That's great. That's good news.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your to-do list sounds a little bit long.
Oh, very, very, very long.
It's starting to scare me.
Yeah, I'm getting stressed out. My hands are sweating.
Well, good luck with the scholarship for tonight and all of the ones in the future.
Well, Renee, thank you for joining us for this segment of So You.
Absolutely. I had so much fun.
It's been our pleasure.
It's been my pleasure.
Before we go, we'd like to express our gratitude to the students, staff, alumni, corporate sponsors, and donors who make Arupe Jesuit such a special place.
And a big thank you to our listeners. You're the reason we do what we do, and we appreciate your support.
If you want to stay connected with us and continue the conversation, be sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Arupe Jesuit and on arupejesuit.com.
Don't forget to subscribe. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or want to share your own stories from Arupe Jesuit, please email us at podcast@arupemail.org. We love hearing from our community.
And remember,
read your books,
say your prayers,
take care of your friends.
See you next time on
the Arupe Jesuit Podcast.